hope I'm not going to be late. Oh, shit, hold the door, please. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate your help. Oh, some storm out there, huh? Oh, shit. Sorry. Sorry. Oh, God. I was startled. Oh, thank goodness. The emergency light popped on. Yeah, you're right. The lightning must have knocked out the power. Well, hopefully we won't have to wait too long. I really don't want to miss my appointment. Is there an emergency phone, or is that just something in the movies and TV? Well, I guess we could press this button here. But if the power's out, the power's out, right? Yeah. I got soaked on the way into the building. It's really coming down. Thank goodness I wore my coat. I guess we just have to wait, right? Oh, God. Nothing to do but hope the power comes back on soon. Oh, is your cell phone working? Let me check mine. Shoot, reception is terrible. I barely have one bar. I shouldn't be surprised, I guess. Phones are crummy in elevators most of the time anyway. And during a storm, no chance. I'm sorry, I'm talking a lot. I'm just feeling a bit nervous, and I tend to ramble when I'm nervous. Well, luckily I'm not afraid of tight spaces, but, you know, no one wants to be stuck in an elevator. Well, it's nice not to be stuck alone, though. I'm Ginny, by the way. Nice to meet you. So how long do you think it's been? I was so frazzled I forgot to check the time. 30 minutes sounds about right to me. No, it was nothing. I just have a little pain. That's why I'm here, to see my doctor about it. Yeah, it would be best if I sat down, probably. Oh. Well, at least my feet feel better. No, I'm okay, really. I'm just in a bit of discomfort. I promise I'm not dying or anything. It's getting stuffy in here. Do you find it hot, or is it just me? It's probably that the air isn't circulating with the power out. Do you mind if I take off my jacket? Right, of course you wouldn't. It's a little personal, but see the pain, it's in my chest. Well, my breast specifically. Sorry, I know, too much information. I just had a baby, if that helps. I'll be direct. It's just easier that way, even if it's awkward. I had a baby a little while ago. Oh, thank you. That's kind of you to say. No husband. It's just my baby and me. My boyfriend ran off as soon as I told him I was pregnant. It's for the best, though. He wasn't dad material, know what I mean? Yeah, he was the sort of boy to have fun with, not the sort of man to get serious with. And my little angel deserves the best, and he wasn't it. It makes me so happy just to talk about it. I promise not to bore you with baby pictures I have on my phone, but I promise they're very cute. Anyway, I had a baby, and my body did what Mother Nature wants it to do. Ever since I gave birth, I've been making milk. Like a lot of milk. More than my baby can possibly drink. I swear, it's ridiculous. I have to pump all the time. I mean, my boobs absolutely exploded during the pregnancy. And then again after the baby came. I'm huge. Oh gosh, I'm rambling like a crazy person. Sorry, this is so embarrassing. You're sweet for listening and taking it all in stride. But that's all that's bothering me. I'm just feeling uncomfortable. I'll try to keep it down, I promise. I apologize for unloading on you. Being stuck at home means I haven't had many adults to talk to, let alone strangers. Do you have kids? No? Married? Huh. So all my baby talk must be extra odd to you. Oh. I appreciate you listening even more then. Well, enough about that. Were you here for a doctor's appointment too? I know there are a few in the building. Just a checkup or something else? Oh, I'm sorry to pry. I hope you're feeling okay. No, I'm seeing Dr. Ellis. I'm sure they aren't that different, though. Does your doctor have the same 6 magazines every time you go? I swear they're always different, but they're always old. It's like doctor's offices get a subscription to a service that sends out magazines at least 6 months old. Right? And the chairs, oh my God. Do they have to be that unbearable to sit in? One of the benefits of being pregnant is that at least the OBGYN knew to have comfy chairs. She probably didn't want a bunch of grumpy pregnant ladies on her case. I swear, medical school must have a course on boring, unpleasant interior design, right? Oh, ouch. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm sorry. The pressure is really bad. This is so embarrassing. You have no idea. Oh, God. What do I normally do? Well, the best thing is, of course, to feed my baby. I just hope it's a meal time. When I realized I was making more than the baby could drink, I started to pump. Oh, but there's a problem with that. The more you pump, the more you make. No, it's good. It's a feedback so the baby can get enough to eat. But I'm already making so much. And I didn't bring the pump because I was supposed to be examined by Dr. Ellis today. I mean, the only other thing I can do is hand express. It's when, well, you milk yourself. I've done that when I've been desperate. But, you know, I can't do that in here. There's no way you'd feel comfortable with me doing that. And anyway, I make a huge mess. I can massage him. That helps a little. You don't mind, right? Oh, thank you, really. Oh. Oh. That's helping a little. It's so wild. Since I got pregnant, it's like my body is totally out of control. I thought after I had the baby that things would mostly turn back to normal, but my breasts have gone crazy. I used to be a B cup, can you believe it? Not anymore, not by a long shot, as you can tell. Oh, God. They just grew and grew when I was pregnant. And then after, they've gotten huge since my milk came in. It's almost unbelievable. That's still hurting, even if this is helping. God, how much longer do we have to wait? Are you okay? You're staring. Do you want me to stop? I wish I could get some relief. I feel so full. Listen, you've been very kind and very understanding. May I ask you for a favor? This is going to sound insane, but please hear me out. When my baby nurses for me, the pain goes away. The tension releases and I get some relief. We've been trapped in here too long, and if I don't do something soon, I'm going to be in agony. Would you consider helping me? Yes, that's what I mean. I mean, will you drink from me to help with the pain? This is so humiliating. I'll do anything. Anything. Please. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Truly. No, you stay right there. I'm going to take off my top. Just sit. I just realized you're the first man who wasn't a doctor or nurse or whatever to see me topless in a long time. I'm sorry, that's not really helpful. I'll sit here and, well, I obviously can't cradle you like a baby, but why don't you just lay your head in my lap, Yes, just like that. Good. What does it taste like? That's a good question. It's sort of like regular milk, but it's thinner and sweeter. If you find this totally gross, we can stop. This is a nursing bra, but it might be easier if I just take it off. Do you mind? I'm feeling really sensitive right now. Oh, now, don't be shy. Go lightly at first. Then, once it starts to go, yes, once it lets down, you can suck harder. Okay. Open your mouth and I'll guide it in. Oh, they're so full. Thank you so much. Ready? Go ahead. Oh, yes. Yes, you can suck harder now. It's okay. No, it's just... Don't stop. You just feel different than the baby. Alright, stop now. I want to switch. You've taken the edge off for this one. How does it taste? Is it bad? Oh, really? I mean, I've tried it myself. Curiosity and all that. Thank you so much for this. Here, I'm ready for you. Oh. That's it. Drink up. Oh, careful. I'm sensitive. Yes, that's good. Very good. You're making me feel so much better. Oh, yes, drink up my milk. Yes. That's it. You're getting excited. No, it's okay. Please don't stop. I need this. It's just a natural response. You have a pair of big breasts in your face. It's totally normal. You don't have anything to be embarrassed about. Believe it or not, I actually take it as a compliment. Well, there's something I'd like to tell you. You just keep sucking and I'll tell you. When I was pregnant, my boyfriend left me, like I told you before. It was really hard. Everyone talks about pregnancy hormones, but they usually mean mood swings and strange cravings. I could have really used a man to take care of me. My breasts were so sensitive, and they were through my whole pregnancy. it's only normal that, well, I'm turned on too. You're being so kind to me. You drink my milk like you love it. Why don't I show you my gratitude? Oh my, you're really nice and hard, aren't you? Yes. I can't tell you how much I've missed the feel of a cock in my hand. Keep sucking on me and I'll give you a nice reward. You're so fucking hard. I feel so good to be desired like this. You have no idea. I wanted this so badly when I was pregnant. I wanted a man to come and take care of my needs and love my womanly body. It feels so fucking right. Oh, look at all that pre-cum. I bet you have a lot of milk for me too, don't you? Is that what you like? Would you like me to take your cock into my mouth and suck your dick until you come into my cute little mouth? Or would you prefer to fuck this yummy mummy and treat me like I deserve? Oh, your cock just throbs so hard. Tell me you want to fuck me. Yes. Take your clothes off. I'm so wet. And I'm not talking about the rain. You sucking on my breast feels so good. My pussy is already nice and warm for you. I'm ready. Take me. Oh, God. Yes. No, no, don't move yet. Just fill me up. I wanted this so badly. I feel like I'm on fire. Oh, I'm ready. Do it. Fuck me. Oh, God. Don't stop. You feel so good inside me. Oh, you're filling me up so good. Am I sexy? Do you find my big milky tits and my needy pussy hot? Oh, that's it. That's what I need. Oh, show me how badly you want me. Fuck me. Oh, yes, you're so deep. I feel like I'm coming apart. Yes. Yes. Give me your cream. Come in me. Oh, I want your hot daddy milk. Isn't that what you need? A hot, willing pussy to come in. A little mommy to pump your load into. Ah, yes. Oh, ah, I, ah, yes. Yes, do it, Norfolk. Come inside me. Fill me up with your cum, oh yes. Oh God, harder. Oh yes. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh yes, yes, yes. Oh God. Oh yes. Oh wow. Oh, that was amazing. Did you have fun too? Oh, good. I'm glad. That was really special. I'm glad a man like you still wants me. I'm sorry if I got a bit, well, out of control there. I was a bit backed up and... Ah, shit, the power's back. Help me up. Oh my God. Quick. Do I look okay? Shoot, your buttons are crooked. Here, I'll get it. There. Okay. Just act calm, we'll be fine. Oh, thank goodness. No one's waiting. Listen, I wanted to thank you again for helping me with what I needed. All of what I needed. If you're interested, well, it might be nice to see each other again. With a baby, I don't get a chance to get out much. But if you wanted, we could get together, hang out, maybe have a drink. My treat.